Thank you very much, Rabbi Newman. I want to thank the auspices of Yeshivas Ner Yisrael for sponsoring this event tonight. And I want to thank their staff, particularly Rabbi Yitzchak Markowitz and Rabbi David Sinneman, that are here manning the computers and making this work. Buenas noches, muchas gracias. And that is about the extent of my Spanish. So I will not continue in Spanish. I will also not speak in Havara Svaradi. I know that that's what you are accustomed to, but that is not what I'm accustomed to. And when I speak like that, I don't feel comfortable. So I have a deal whenever I speak this to Svardic speaking, Havara Svaradi people, I'll speak in Ashkenazis, but I won't use Yiddish. So that's our deal. It's no Lashon Svaradi, but on the other hand, no Yiddish either. I'm going to begin with a Gemara in Masechta Nedarim that at first glance does not seem to have anything to do with the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Gemara says in Masechta Nedarim, Ma'id Ichsiv Mi ha'yisha chacham v'yoven ezeila, v'yoven ezeis. Yirmiyah HaNavi talks about that a person who's going to understand why the Churban happened. Yirmiyah HaNavi lived at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, and he says, Mi ha'yisha chacham v'yoven ezeila, who's the wise man that can understand this? So the Gemara says, Dover zeh nishal chachamim levim v'loy pirshuhu. The Chachamim of the door and the Nevi'im of the door could not understand what was happening, why this happened. Hama of the Ha'aretz. Why was the land destroyed? Then the Pasuk says, Vayayimer Hashem al-Ozvam es Tayrasi. Until the Ribbono Shel Olam himself had to go ahead and explain why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Ama of the Haaretz, why was the land lost? So the Rishonim are bothered. What was it that they didn't understand? If indeed it was, as the Pasuk says, Vayomer Hashem al Ozvam es Tayrasi, that they abandoned my Torah, if that was indeed the case, then everybody should understand that. The Nevi'im would have understood that, the Chachamim would understand that. What was it? What's the mystery over here? If indeed it was Ozvam es Tayrasi, they left my Torah, then that should be obvious. So the Gemara says an amazing thing. They did not abandon the Torah. They kept the mitzvahs and they kept learning Torah. So what was their problem? Amar v'yomarav she'en mevorchen b'Torah tchila. Because they failed to make Birchas HaTorah. And that is the reason, that's what it means, Ozvam es Tayrasi, they abandoned my Torah. Not that they didn't learn and not that they didn't keep mitzvahs, but they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. Now, can we understand that? They didn't make Birchas HaTorah, and therefore the land was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was lost. So the Rishonim explain that what it means when they didn't make Birchas HaTorah is they did not appreciate what the Torah was. They did not appreciate what the Torah does for a person. And they did not look at it as a gift and a matanah from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what it means, Shlo Baruch Hu BaTorah Tchila, Shlo Hoysa HaTorah Chashuva Be'eineihem. The Torah was not important in their eyes. And therefore they didn't make a Birchas HaTorah. When you study chemistry, you don't make a bracha. When you study accounting, you don't make a bracha. Well, Torah is just another subject. And for that, the Pasuk says, they lost the land. And what that is really saying is, that if you don't appreciate and realize what you have, then you don't have it. And if they didn't make Birchas HaTorah and didn't realize what Torah is and what Torah does for a person, how it changes a person, and how life is different with the Torah, if you don't appreciate that, then you don't have the Torah. You know, there's an interesting chiddush in halacha that if a person buys a piece of metal and he thinks it's lead, and he paid the price for what an ounce or pound of lead is, and then he went ahead and sold it to another person, and the person went ahead and cleaned it off, and he saw this wasn't a piece of lead, this was a piece of silver, which is obviously much more valuable. So the seller came to this person, "You have to pay me more money. I sold you silver. I didn't sell you lead. It was a mistake. I thought it was lead." The halacha says, no, you do not have to pay the man the price of silver, because the man never owned the silver, because he thought he only had lead. And if you don't realize what you have, you don't own it. And therefore, he was only obligated to pay for the price of lead, not the price of silver. And that is what the Gemara in the Dorim is telling us. It is telling us that if they did not appreciate the Torah, they did not realize what the Torah is, then in fact, they never owned it. And it's not theirs. And it's though they didn't have Torah. You know, the Gemara says, and this Gemara is in fact more closely related to Shavuos. The Gemara says in Masechet Pesachim, another famous Gemara, Rabbi Yosef b'yemet atzarta oma abdi li egla tilso omar iloi hayemet de kagorim kama Yosef ika b'shuka. Rav Yosef said that when it came, Rav Yosef, one of the great sages of the Talmud, says, on the Yontif of Shavuos, on the holiday of Shavuos, I want you to make this special dish. He used to like veal, because Shavuos is a special Yontif. And he says, Ilav hayomet to kagarim, because if not for this day, if not for the day of Shavuos, if not for the day of Kabbalas HaTorah, if not for the fact that I have the Torah, Kama Yosef Ika Bishuka, I would just be another Joe or Jose in the street. And I am who I am. And I am a sage of the Talmud. And I am a different person by virtue of the fact that I have gotten the Torah. And if you ask me to summarize in 25 words or less, what is it that we have to think about and contemplate as we go into Yontif of Shavuos? It is this one thing. Where would we be without the Torah? What would we look like? What would our children look like? What would Jews look like without the Torah? And Rav Yosef is telling us, we'd be just another Joe in the street. Perhaps in the years past, and generations past, and centuries past, they could not appreciate it much as we can. I don't know the situations in your particular countries, but I do know the situation in the United States of America. And I look around at society and I see what society has become over the last 20, 30, 50 years, and it's a totally different society in the society in which I grew up. When I was growing up, there wasn't such a difference between observant Jews and the secular world. People were civil, people were kind, people spoke properly. Today, society has so deteriorated. And I'm not talking in terms of religion, I'm talking in terms simply of being a nice human being, not a vulgar human being. That's what's happened to society. You know, when I read what's going on sometimes in America, I mean, I'm talking about the shootings and the society is falling apart. And we are not. We're not. You know why we're not? For one reason. Because we have a Torah. And that is what we should think about on the holiday of Shavuos. What would I be like if I didn't have a Torah? You know, on Shavuos we read the famous story of Rus, the Gioras, the convert, converted to Judaism. There's a dramatic scene in the book of Rus. And that is when Naomi, their mother-in-law, is about to go back to the land of Israel, penniless, without a husband, having nothing. And Ruth and her sister Orpah had to make a decision. Should they go back with their mother-in-law to the land of Israel? Or should stay in Moab? Now mind you, that Ruth and Orpah were princesses. They were the daughters of the king. Now, let's look at this decision. I can stay here in Moab, go back to the palace, and be treated like a princess like I am. Or I can go with this widow, Naomi, who's going to go back to Israel, doesn't have a dime to her name, has no money, is penniless, has no husband, has no support, and I should follow her. So, who made the right decision over here? Who made the rational decision? Who made the decision that seems to be logical and acceptable? Well, Orpah says, if I stay here, I'm a princess. If I go to Israel, the land of Israel, with my mother-in-law, I'm a pauper. I'm a poor person. Orpah says, goodbye, mother-in-law. It's been nice knowing you, but I'm going back. Barus dov kabo. But Rus remained with her. Why? The answer is that Rus came to a conclusion, and that conclusion was that a life without Torah is a meaningless life. And yes, I can be a princess, and yes, I can have money, and yes, I can have prestige and power, but if I don't have a Torah, then what's it all worth? And therefore, Verus Dov Kapa. And that's the lesson that we have to integrate and bring into ourselves in this Yontif of Shavuos. We have to do one thing, appreciate what it is to be Jewish, what it is to have a Torah, what Torah does to our lives, what it does for our children, what it does for our society. That is the Avodas Hayom. That is the task of the day. And tomorrow morning at Shacharis, when you say Uvol Tzion, I'd like you to concentrate on one sentence of that tefillah. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaronu Lichvodo V'Hivdilonu Min HaToim V'Nosan Lonu Tairas Emes. Baruch Elokeinu, thank God, V'Hivdilonu Min HaToim. You have separated us from the people that go astray. V'Nosan Lonu Tairas Emes. And you gave us a real Torah. That's what we have to think about in the days before Shavuos, and that's what we have to feel on Shavuos. Baruch Aleikenu Shebaranu Chvodim Nosan Lanu Teiras Emes. That is what Rabbi Yosef said, Ilamole Hayom Dekayoma Dekagorim, if not for this day, I'd be just another guy on the street. And therefore that, I think, is the main task what we should think about in the days before Shavuos, and certainly on the Yantav of Shavuos, to appreciate the tremendous matana, gift, that Hashem gave to us on this day. And that is the Torah HaKadosha. Have a happy Shavuos, Mo'adim L'Simcha, a good Yantav. We should all stay well, and mit Hashem, enjoy the Yantav. Goodbye.